K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Today's birthday scam request comes from Wanda. She says, I would like to request a scam on my coworker, Jennifer. She just got married a few weeks ago, and a bunch of us from work went to the wedding, so I thought maybe you could do something with that. We listen to your birthday scams all the time at work. It's sort of our little motivational start to the day to get everybody laughing and having a good time, so thank you so much for doing what you could do. So I contacted Wanda to find out that there's a bunch of people from work that went to this wedding, so and Jennifer's not super close to all of them, especially the husbands. So I'm calling as Lisa's husband, because Jennifer has never really met him before. And he would like the gift back because it was too expensive. Birthday scam. Give me your sheets.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, is this Jennifer?
Yeah. Who's calling?
This is Cleve. I'm Lisa's husband. You know, we met at your wedding.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Hi.
Hi. Lovely ceremony, by the way. Thank you for allowing us to attend.
I mean, yeah, no problem. I'm glad. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, can I help you? Is there, how can I help you?
Yeah. Here's the deal. I'm just going to say it. We need our wedding gift back.
What?
Yeah. We got you the sheets that you had on your registry. You didn't already use them, did you?
Yeah, we used them. They're great. We love them.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. My wife, Lisa, is the one that went and bought them, and I had no idea how much they cost. I thought they were going to be like $20, and I see now that they were $200 sheets, and lady, that is just ridiculous.
Oh, my. So you're really trying to tell me I'm just confused. You really want the sheets back?
Yes, exactly. I mean, $200, you're a nice lady and all, but come on.
Okay, this is just weird and kind of rude, but you're calling me to take the gift back that you got us for our wedding? Does Lisa know about this?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, my gosh. No, she does not. I cannot believe
that. In her defense, she didn't really want me to call, but I'm sorry. There is just no way we are buying somebody no $200 sheets. I mean, I don't have $200 sheets, and I barely know you, and I'm going to give you $200 sheets? I don't think so.
I'm sorry, but you're just going to have to take that up with Lisa.
Take it up with Lisa. And to be honest, we aren't exactly speaking right now because she spent $200 on a gift for some lady we barely even know. No offense.
Well, I mean, I am offended.
Well, you can't do that. I said no offense.
It doesn't work that way. Okay, listen, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to hang up.
No. Hang on. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. You still there?
Yes.
Okay, look, we got off on the wrong foot here. I'm sorry about that. Can we start over?
All right.
Okay. Give me the sheets back.
No. Bed right now. You're not getting these sheets back. That's
okay,
weird.
Fine. Okay. How about this then? You just give me some money back.
Oh my gosh, no.
I mean, I was cool with like $50, so just give me $100 and we'll call it even.
There we go.
No. I'm not giving you any money. This is insane.
This is insane? I'm insane? I'll tell you what's insane, lady. $200 sheets. You think you're Beyonce or something?
What does that even mean?
Beyonce is a goddess. She deserves $200 sheets. You? Oh. I mean, you're fine, but like $50 sheets, fine. No offense.
Okay, jerk. That is, offended. That's
come
enough.
On, no, I said no offense again. You can't do that.
No, really, it does not work that way. You can't just say that and then say something offensive and expect me not to get upset. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Nobody does this. I'm not giving you the sheets, and I'm not giving you any money.
Okay, but it is on your conscience if Lisa and I get a divorce because of this. No. Are you all right with living with the guilt of breaking up a happy marriage?
I think that's going to be on your conscience, and it doesn't sound like a very happy marriage if this is how you act.
Okay, well, fine. At least hopefully none of this ruins your birthday.
Okay, what does that even mean? And how do you even know that it's my birthday?
Because you're on a birthday scam on K92. You're on the radio. Zach Jackson.
No.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, I am gonna kill you.
Wait, let me try it now. Happy birthday. No offense.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm not offended now. Okay, okay.
Finally
you.
It worked. 92.
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92.